Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. The Shirim Perek Chelek Sponsor Lunishma Asam Biak V'Shalom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis. This is the one Daf in this Perek, which is a Daf of Hilchaso, not Agadato. But we have in one Nekuda here that comes out, which is very negiah to the Perek. Because the Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph says, when referring to a wig, to a pair of nochis, of a tzedekis, that was an ear nidachas, does it get burned or not? The Gemara is discussing that maybe it has a din of a levush, of clothing, and therefore it should not be burnt. Or maybe it doesn't have a din of a levush, but it's like regular nechos, like regular properties. So that's the suffix of the Gemara. So if Yosef Engel and the Gilurini Hashas proves from the fact that if it would be clothing, it would for sure not be burnt. Clothing is different than nechosim. You see over here that one of the sources, the clothing of Adam, is treated like his body. He has a guf, and above the guf, there's the clothing, there's the levush. The levush is joined with the guf together. We saw that also early in the Masechta, when the Gemara spoke about the soldiers of Sancheiriv, the Gemara brought two opinions. What was intact when they died? Was their clothes and their bodies? Only their bodies. And the Gemara they referred to, that the, we're talking about tachat kvoido, what's the covered? Is it the body or is it the levush? So you see again that the levush and the body connect together. Another nekuda of this, we find that when a person is buried, he doesn't take any nechosim. The Pasuk says, Lo b'moyis yikach hakoil. He goes to, he's buried with his body, with no nechosim, but with clothes. There is tachrichim shel meis. When a person goes into the cave, he goes in with tachrichim, with the levush. The Gemara referred to yet before, earlier in the parak, regarding tchias ha-meisim, that they come, they wake up with the levush, referring to the body or to the levush itself. And all this, you see, the levush connects to the body and is secondary to the body. This connects to what's brought down the name of the Arizal. That the word nigle, nigle loshen gilui, revelation, is Rosh Hatevis of neshama guf levush heichol. Meaning the neshama of the Adam starts to permeate and come out through the guf. That's clear that the ivarim are controlled by the neshama. But then the next layer is the levush, and only after that comes the heichol. Heichol refers to the properties of Adam, to his house. So the levush is closer to the gil of the neshama than his properties. And you know, this is here the connection to our perek. Because we, as we discussed in this perek a few places, the discussion, when we talk about tchias ha-meisim, is a neshama with a guf or without a guf. Most of the Rishonim agree that tchias ha-meisim is with a guf. And even in the Rambam, we explained earlier in the Perek, the Rambam agrees that the first Tchias HaMeisim comes with the Guf. Later in Olam Haba, the Rambam says in the Shoma only, I brought the name of my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, that it doesn't mean that there will be no Guf at all, but that the Guf will be elevated to such a spiritual level that it will be, in comparison to the Guf today, it will not considered to be that there's a Guf over there. So according to this, most, not all, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, and the Mekubalim agree that when in the Olam Haba, we have the Neshama and the Guf together. The Guf is part of the way that the Neshama expressed itself. And according to what the Yosef Engel tells us, the Levush that goes on the Guf is another extension of the Guf itself. So we're talking about a parak of Chelik Olam Haba, and we're talking about Neshama and Guf. Here we have a nekudo that the hemshech and the extension of the guf is the levush, which is the third stage from where the neshama permeates. It comes out to the levush that's also part, another chelik of gilui haguf. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shav email list, so what's a go, please email shomachshav@gmail.com.